On New York Institute of Technology Week, how do we get children with autism back into the game? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alexander Lopez, associate professor of occupational therapy, determines how sports and play can help rewire the brain.
Children with autism may present with delay in motor and information processing skills, resulting in impairments in play and mainstream recreation activities. These deficits often cause children who are delayed to be alienated, marginalized, and deprived of opportunities to participate in mainstream sports. The good news is that the brain and body are exceptionally malleable, and occupational therapy interventions can be effective in changing brain performance. Children with special needs can develop strategies for minimizing or controlling the effects of unpleasant or confusing sensory information with skilled interventions. My research examines how sports and play can advance sensory motor and cognitive performance in children with autism. We rewire the brain by utilizing strategies that enable it to process sensory information in a more functional manner. Recognizing that every play experience is a brain experience, we enlist a number of strategies to promote structural and functional brain changes. Strategies can be specifically designed to motivate and engage children while addressing their unique sensory motor, psychosocial, and cognitive behavioral needs. When designed appropriately, occupation-based athletic programs can provide a fun, safe setting and lend themselves to therapeutic strategies. Children with special needs do not have opportunities to exercise and develop foundation skills needed for mainstream activities. For example, learning how to swing a baseball bat can advance motor and cognitive performance skills such as coordination, balance, attention, sequencing, and planning. These performance skills are essential and can be transferred to most daily activities. In practicing and reinforcing these foundation skills, we can break the cycle of dysfunction and facilitate the development of new neural pathways that will promote engagement and participation in mainstream activities.
That was Alexander Lopez of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.